And now the Duke of Hamilton. Basically, there are two ways of doing this. Either following the style of Donald MacDonald or the later one of David Glenn. And one can see the major differences on the ground in the timing of the figure that appears first in the second bar. In MacDonald, the implied timing is although one could hang on the E cadence, beginning of the second bar, treating that E as a quaver. Might produce an attractive effect. It's an interpretational possibility, so that would then read as such. The way that David Glenn resolves the little stylistic ambiguity here is to emphasize the D in that figure as follows. Like almost any of these possibilities as attractive. In this context, old Donald's score is full of lovely little reflexive grace notes and little cadences, subtle little cadences. We played as the nearest, I would think, the nearest twist before the main melody note. And it would go somewhat thus. If you're emphasizing the E, you could obviously play down onto the low expressed low E. Will heal yun nan he yo habram e I ranan heal yum tabram de you hobram